Emma and Nigel present is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Emma, how do we play? Is this anything?
I am going to run a couple different stories by you. These aren't headline stories. These are kind of back page stories. You will be the one that breaks down all the information and gives us a verdict. Is the story anything or not?
All right.
Is this anything? There's a trend on social media of people washing their shredded cheese before eating it. There are some anti-caking agents in it.
What?
But you don't have to wash it. You could also just shred it yourself.
Is that right?
Here's a woman on TikTok washing her cheese and giving a taste test to both the washed shredded cheese and unwashed shredded cheese.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. It's supposed to make it taste better. Washing something off of there.
Oh, it's cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look at the difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. You know you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
I feel so much cleaner.
Like it's cleaner?
More, it's more smoother than this cheese right here.
I'm so glad they're banning TikTok. This is the kind of content we get. Two hillbillies washing their shredded cheese on TikTok. I've never done that before in my life. What's an anti-caking agent? Like, sometimes I'll stick my hand in some, you know, like Taco Tuesday, taco night at the house, and I'll put some shredded cheese, some Mexican cheese, and I'll see some white powdery substance on it. Maybe that's the anti-caking agent so it won't clump. That's the only thing I could think of, but I don't know who thought of this, who's entertained by this. And meanwhile, in China, they're showing their kids science, arithmetic, you know, history, math, whatever. And here in the United States, yeah, let's do a taste test and wash the cheddar cheese.
Okay, I hear your rant. I hear what you're saying. But devil's advocate, could these hillbillies look at you and say, you were washing your produce individually during COVID? You were wiping down beer cans during COVID?
I did that once for half a case, and I quickly came to my senses. Now, I do wash apples. Like, if I cut up an apple, I wash it. I rinse it off. I use soap. And I, you know, if we get a thing of grapes or something.
But you used to take the Clorox wipes to beer when COVID first happened.
I did it for half a case.
Okay.
Which came to the realization that we're all idiots.
Allison, hit me with a little jelly roll, please.
Oh, yeah.
I only talk to God when I need a stranger.
I think jelly roll might agree with you in regards to TikTok. Country rapper Jelly Roll no longer uses the internet because he got sick of being bullied about his weight on social media. Here's his wife talking about it.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him. The internet can say whatever they want about you. And they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. We're not. Enough is enough. Don't bully people because you never know where they are mentally.
And by the way, Jelly Roll's like lost 100 pounds or so. He's right on some big mission to lose a bunch of weight. He's morbidly obese. Who was the obese rapper that recently quit the business because of... Am I going to be a little more specific?
I don't know.
Who's the one that wears the thong on stage all the time?
Oh, Lizzo.
Lizzo, yes.
She's back doing music
again. She's back.
Yes.
That was a very quick retirement. Yeah, and with the social media stuff, just don't check your mentions. You can get on social media. Just don't check your mentions, right?
I check my messages. I get called fat ass all the time. But here I am. I'm not wanting sympathy or wanting applause for I'm going to get rid of social media because it's too toxic. If you want to do it, fine. But why are we talking about it, right? Talking about getting rid of your social media, you might as well just have social media.
Yeah, and I realize, again, going back to my previous comments, I should have been a little more specific when I mentioned an obese female rapper.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from.
There are. There's a lot of fatties out there. And again, I can say this because I'm fat. I can say some of these things that other people can't.
You can make fun. You are one.
Right. And like Jelly Roll, I'm trying to lose weight too.
Hell yeah.
But I don't want all the, well, he's doing it without social media because it's too toxic. No.
Yeah,
it's motivating for me. If I don't lose weight and I got to pay Rob Kendall and somebody calls me fatty, best believe I'm going to the gym a little bit more the following week. Allison, give me some more mood music, please. According to a new survey, one out of five Americans are thinking about planning their next vacation while on their current vacation. And on top of that, the average American wants to spend 15 days of their PTO on vacation. Is this anything?
Yeah, we were doing that on our last vacation. We were looking at houses for fall break. That at AMI. We were in Destin, near you, near where you were staying. We were at Miramar, but we totally were looking at houses and a couple different options for October.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing wrong with planning ahead. Like, I love planning vacations. Like, I could do that in another life. You know, I love what I do here, but I could totally be like a vacation planner and line up fun things to do and travel and see all these things. I could totally rock that out.
Doesn't take much for me, though, on vacation, if that surprises you. Maybe a couch at night, a beach for the day.
Allison's laughing at you. A couch, a bottle of Jack.
Most people just their first thing is, you know, beach or, you know,
I
alcohol
mentioned the
or something.
Couch.
Use this couch.
I Look, honey, they've got a couch here and everything.
Let's go to Muncie. We can find a couch there.
We can sit on a couch outside here in West Virginia. It's amazing.
Okay. That is a little strange the way I put that. I'm just saying it just, I'm an easy, like, I don't have to be at the beach all day, every day. For 8 hours a day. Occasionally I'll come in and, you know, just watch some TV, some sports. Like on Sunday, I remember last October specifically watching that awful, was it the Colts and the Jets? Who did the Colts play last October? They just got blown out by it. It was an awful, awful game. Anyway, I was saying I'm very simple when I'm on vacation. That's
just
all
need a
takes.
Couch.
I just give me a couch and maybe a side table to put my drink on. And maybe an ottoman to put my feet up.
A couch at a table, and Nige is a happy man. It's a trailer park somewhere in the middle of Alabama, but there's a couch in there and there's a table. To Nige, just like being in Hawaii.
Yeah. I'm on vacation, baby. Let's go.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.